Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Let the church,
everybody,
say amen.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
God bless you, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. And truly, I am really thanking and praising God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. And we know that his mercies are new every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. We welcome you to this broadcast. And it is my prayer that this broadcast is being a blessing to you. And we would invite you to email us your praise reports and prayer requests. And just let us know how the ministry is being a blessing to you. And you can do that at Apostle Deborah at SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. Today, before I pray, I would like to just share a little bit. The Lord gave me a message a short time ago. And this message that he gave me, how to keep going under pressure. The Lord impressed upon my heart to turn it into a book. And praise the Lord, I have the book in hand. I thank God for it. Praise the Lord. I thank God for what he is doing. We will get it up just as soon as we can on our website so you can get it. We have been working diligently this week to get some of the things out that the Lord has impressed upon us to do. And so we do thank God for what he is doing, but how to keep going under pressure. How many of you know that pressure comes, glory to God, to all of us? There are various types of pressure, praise God, that we find ourselves going through. And one of the things that I went through this week, and the Lord allowed me to put this together, I began to recognize that in the midst of pressure, you're challenged. You're challenged to move forward, or you're challenged to move out of the way. And if you move out of the way, what you're trying to do is get away from the pressure. But if you allow the Holy Ghost to push you, to press you forward, because he doesn't want us to go back, he doesn't want us to go side to side, God wants us to keep moving no matter what we have to endure. And I really experienced this week in a great measure. But I thank God, hallelujah, that Paul said, I forget those things that are behind, and I'm going to press forward toward the mark for the prize of a high calling of God. And this week, as I went through, glory to God, and various things we had to do, praise God, I really was determined to complete, praise God, the mission and some of the things that the Lord put on our heart. And in doing that, I recognize that pressure still comes. Praise God, natural things, spiritual things, emotional things, mental issues sometimes comes at us. But beloved, I just want to encourage you today to let you know that you must keep going. But you must know that God has to stay at the helm of your life. Because if he does, praise God, no matter what you're called to face, you can face it, you can walk through it with integrity, praise God, with excellence, assurance, knowing that God is faithful. And one of my favorite sayings is, God is faithful. God is faithful when we're not faithful. He's faithful because he has to adhere to his word. And so when God says a thing and he decrees it and declares it, praise God, it shall be. And what we have to do as saints of God is recognize that the word is true all by itself. And God really doesn't need us to make sure his word is fulfilled. What he needs is faith. What he does look for is trust and belief, reliance on him. And so if you are listening today and you would like prayer, I'm going to slow down this morning and I'm going to take time to take calls if anyone calls in. And I do have a couple people on the line. I'm going to unmute them in a moment. But our call-in number is 718-664-9578. If you have a prayer request, if you have a praise report, you can give that as well. Praise God. Normally, we spend the time in straight intercession. And how many of you know we do need that? We need much prayer. The body of Christ needs prayer. The people of God need prayer. Leaders need prayer. And it is my prayer that you will pray for your leaders. Pray that God will uphold them, that he will continue to move in their lives, strengthen them, and encourage them, because pressure comes to leaders to get them to move out of the way. Praise the Lord. But I am encouraging you today to continue on. Do not let anything cause you to stop, go back, go to the side. Anything that would cause you to lose your focus, keep your focus on God. Set your face as a flint and be determined to do the will of God. Now, I'm going to get back to what I was talking about a minute ago, how to keep going under pressure. The Lord gave me a prayer, and I am going to pray this prayer before we end today. And I believe that it will encourage you, praise God, to pray the word, because how many of you know that God looks for his word? He answers by his word, praise God. And so we're going to pray this prayer before we end. But I have a couple callers on the line this morning, and I do thank God for you all being on the line. My co-host, Evangelist Anthony Fenwick, is on the line today. And Evangelist, I am very happy to have you this morning, son, to join us on the broadcast. Would like to know if there's you have any comments as we go forward this morning. I want to say God bless you to Minister Michelle, is also on the line. God bless you, Owner God. Thank God for you. You all support the work, the broadcast, I should say, and I thank God for it. Thank God for your faithfulness. I want to begin with Evangelist Anthony. If you have anything to share at this time, son, we are talking about how to keep going under pressure. But if you have any other comments at this time, God bless you, son.
Yes, Pastor. I don't really have any other comments. I don't really have any other comments. The only thing the Lord gave me one time, because I know this was the word you preached one time, he gave me that the morning after you preached it. And he said, if any man hear my sayings and does them, I would liken it to him to be a wise man. You know, and he said, when the trials come, you know, when the pressures come, that man is able to stand because he's able to stand upon the rock, you know, because he built his house upon a rock. You know, so when we obey God, you know, and when we, you know, do his word, when we come to him and we hear him and when we actually obey him, we're actually able to stand because our house has a solid foundation. So I just think and praise God for the word. That's all.
God bless you, Evangelist. I appreciate that, because we do know that, number one, our foundation is very important, and anything that's built on sand will soon dissipate. But if you're built on a rock and the foundation is Jesus Christ, this is why the word of God is so important, that when you do find yourself going through pressure, if you're solid in Jesus and he is your foundation, no matter what happens, you will stand. When the storm lifts, when the trouble leaves, when the illness is no more there, and healing and health is restored, glory to God, you will find yourself standing. But we must stand on the rock, and the rock is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Evangelist, we thank God for you, and I may call back on you again to pray. But Minister Michelle Akers is on the line. Minister Michelle, do you have anything to share this morning?
I just thank God for the word, how to keep going under pressure. I was in the service when you preached it. It was an awesome word. And one of the words that you used in that is zeal. You know, don't lose your zeal and momentum and fire. So I do praise God that that message came in handy right before a storm. So sometimes people want to give up, but God knows who, when, where, and how to keep people going through a sermon like that. So I just thank God for that. You know, you still have trials, but within the trials you keep going. And so that message you preached is for anyone in life that is going through or will be going through to prepare to go through. So I thank God for that. I thank God for you, Apostle. I thank God for the ministry. And that's it. In the name of Jesus.
God bless you, Minister. I appreciate that. And I would like to say we do have the CD of that message. And I'm going to make an offer for those that are listening and you would like to purchase a copy of the book. You can get the CD. We will send it complimentary. The book, the actual book is selling for $5. Now, if you purchase the ebook, and all of this will be up on our website just as soon as all of the processes get done. We are in process of that. We've already actually published the book, so we're just waiting on our links to come up. But if you want the ebook is $3.99. The actual book in print is $5. So we will make this available on our website. Again, I will put something up on our Facebook, the picture of the front cover, so you all will be able to see it. So as soon as we can get that up, and we're working diligently to do that. So just want to put a plug in. The reason why I'm pushing this message is it is a prophetic message, very timely message, and it's true that the Lord gave this along with some other messages right after that are timely, and we're going to be sharing some of those as God directs. But this message, I believe, will just encourage you because you cannot take your focus off when things happen. And you've got to recognize where some of these things are coming from. We always want to look at people, but I want to tell you something. The fight is not with people. The fight is with the enemy. We're fighting principalities and powers. And once we learn this in the body of Christ, that the enemy is the one that comes, and sometimes we even think that what we're doing, we're okay, you know. And when you can take a look at yourself, take a look at your attitude, take a look really at what's going on, and allow the Holy Ghost to really shine a spotlight on what's going on, things will begin to take on a different light, because when the enemy is really after to destroy, he will use anyone, any situation, any circumstance that he can. And this is one of the things that he comes to do. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And but Jesus came to give us life, and that more abundantly. And so we don't want the enemy to steal our breath. We preached on that a few months ago. Don't let the devil steal your breath. Don't let the devil take what God has given. And he comes through pressure. He comes through, amen, trials. And we always looking at trials. And, oh, here I go through. I'm going through. Well, if it's a real test from God, a test comes just before you elevate. Now, a real test. I'm not talking about because of attitudes. I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about a bona fide test, like if you were in school. Before I graduate, I must know the subject. I must know whatever the course I'm taking. And our professors make sure we know it. They give us a project. They do something to let us, so they know, you know this. You can go on further. And God does the same thing, beloved. So when we begin to take a look at things in a different light, the pressure won't be as hard because we'll understand why the pressure is there. And I can attest in my own life physically over the last few months, I've been challenged with a very serious condition, but God has assured me that I am going to be all right, and healing is mine because I belong to Christ, and I thank God. And to be honest, it has to do with pressure, but I know that he's going to relieve it, praise God, because, again, he's a healer. And so thank God for the wisdom that he gives, even physicians at times, because when your life is really in God's hands, he's going to make sure you have the best. That happened to me on this week. And I went to a doctor, a specialist, and only to find out that the doctor they sent me to is one of the best. See, when you're a child of Oshanda, when you're a child of God, and you put your life in God's hands, he's going to make sure that those that you come in contact with, glory to God, are the best. And so I thank God because even in that, hallelujah, God is working. So, beloved, when you trust him and you walk right, glory to God, and you know you're walking upright before him, he's going to make sure, glory to God, that what you need, you will get it. Paul had a physician with him, glory to God, an attendant right with him that took good care of the man of God. And God will place people in our lives, hallelujah, that will help really, genuinely. Glory to God. I'm not talking about causing havoc and trouble, but I'm talking about real help. And God will send the help that we need at the right time. So how to keep going under pressure. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost will give you how to do it. Praise God to press forward. The other night hallelujah, I'm testifying because, you know, attacks come constantly. And I was trying to get some things together here, praise God, minding my own business. When the enemy tried to attack me, I hit the floor before I realized it. Praise God, I got up. When I got myself together, my daughter said, Mother, you really need to rest. I said, I got work to do. Praise the Lord. Shook it off. And that's what you have to do, beloved. Shake it off. Don't let the enemy keep you down on the floor. Praise God. Don't let him keep you there. Get up. I don't care if it's a physical issue, spiritual issue, emotional issue, mental issue. Doesn't matter what the issue is. It's an issue. Come on. Amen. But I know the one that has the solution, and his name is Jesus Christ. So how to keep going under pressure? Praise God. If you want this material, praise the Lord, you can contact us. Apostle Deborah at setfreeoutreachministries.org. Praise the Lord. Or you can call us at 719-209-5828. Or you can go to our website. We will have it up, womenofpowerministries.org. Or setfreeoutreachministries.org. Praise God. We'll put a link up there. Amen. Picture of the book. Praise God. So you can see it. Amen. Now, if you purchase the book, we will send the CD message along with it. Praise God. Amen. Now I want to pray. My time is slipping away. Praise God. I want to just share this prayer with you. Praise the Lord. And then I'm going to ask Evangelist Anthony if you would just close us out in prayer. Praise God. We've got about 10 minutes, a little over 10 minutes. Praise God. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, dear Lord, for all that you're doing. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you watch over your word to perform it. I thank you, Father, that you're encouraging your people to continue, amen, to move forward, even in the midst of pressure or whatever they may be going through. So, Lord, we choose to seek you first and foremost. We thank you, Lord, that you're teaching us to command our morning. We ask you, God, to teach us how to walk in your righteousness every day. We thank you, Lord, that as we meditate on your word, you will make our way prosperous. And, Father, you will cause us to have good success. Lord, we thank you that our delight is in the law of your word. And, Lord, we choose to meditate in it day and night. Lord God, I thank you that as I read your word, I will retain it because this helps me to get to know you better, Father. Lord God, I thank you for a mind to live an obedient life. I thank you for a mind to live a surrendered life. And Lord God, it is you that will lead, guide, and direct us in the way that we should go each and every day. I thank you, Father, that my life belongs to you. I thank you that no matter what circumstance I find myself in, I will be content. Because, God, you give me peace. And I thank you for your peace today. I thank you that I walk in your peace. I walk in your joy. I walk in your love. Hallelujah. Your meekness and your kindness, your temperance and self-control. Thank you right now, Father, that as I walk in your word, you will cause my way, hallelujah, to be as you desire, oh God. Lord God, I thank you for your word, and I will continually hide it in my heart that I might not sin against you, oh Lord. I thank you for your word today. I thank you, Father God, for the press. I thank you, Father, that as we press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, you give us, God, how to stand and, Father, how to maintain. And, Father God, help your people today to walk in integrity, hallelujah, excellence, honesty, humbleness, a willingness to forgive, a willingness to renounce, a willingness, oh God, to meditate on your word, a willingness to pray, a willingness to do warfare. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the light of your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a light unto our feet, a lamp unto our feet, and a light to our pathway. We thank you, Jesus, that you are light. Hallelujah. You are hope, your strength, oh God. We thank you today. We praise you now. We continue to give you glory and honor. And I ask you, God, to touch all those that are listening this morning. Father God, minister in a special way. We thank you that this message will go around the world. We bind every backlash and retaliation. We bind every witchcraft spirit, warlock spirit, Jezebel spirit, every spirit of Kor and Cain, Absalom, any hindering spirit that would try to hinder the word of God. We break that chokehold now. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we destroy it right now. And we thank you, God, that the Holy Ghost will give free course to this message to go around the world and minister to the men and women of God. Many souls that will be saved and won and encouraged and edified and lifted up, God, as a result of your word. So we thank you for it today. We ask that you continue to minister. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Evangelist Anthony.
Father God, we just come to say thank you, Lord. Oh, by shame. Father God, take us throughout this day, Father God. Cover us in your blood, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, as we break the bread of life, Father God, as we break it open, Lord, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, Lord. Obashe. May the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power, Father God, towards usward, who believe, Obashe, according to the working of your mighty power. Father, we just come to say thank you, Lord, Obashe. May we also remember that we're seated in heavenly places, Father God. May we pray your word. May we live your word. May we meditate on your word, Obashe, Obashando. We thank you, Father God, Obashe, in the mighty name of Jesus. You bless, Father God, this day, Father God, Obashe. And may we put you first, seek you first, keep you first. This day, Father God, we honor you today, Father God, and we'll never cease to give you praise. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for all that you're about to do, Father God. Obashe, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for that prayer. Praise the Lord. I want to just leave this with you, beloved, and that is simply, I want you to know that the Lord will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. God is faithful. He will not leave you. He'll not leave you comfortless. The Holy Ghost is with us to lead us, to guide us, amen, to give instruction, to correct, to convict. So know this, that if you're born again and you've accepted Jesus into your heart and you're spirit-filled, the Holy Ghost is there with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. You have a comforter. Praise God. Jesus sent the Holy Ghost. He sent him. Amen, so that he would basically be the link between us and God, because the Holy Ghost does nothing but that he hears from the Father. And so we have a great comforter. We have Jesus, amen, that he walks with us, and God the Father, praise the Lord. And we have an advocate, glory to God. So if you find yourself in sin, you find yourself in fail, whatever it is, you can get back up and you can repent. Turn around, ask the Lord to forgive you. Keep moving, keep moving. Allow the Lord to put that in your spirit, that Father, I'm going to continue to move. But you want to move light. You don't want to move with chains. You can't move with chains and bondages and all these things. Praise God. The Holy Ghost will help you. He'll give you the strength. Praise the Lord. And when he reveals things in you, beloved, I'm encouraging you, let the Holy Ghost bring deliverance. Let him bring freedom. Let him bring peace. Now, the scripture talks about this. How can two walk together? Or can two walk together except they be agreed? There's no agreement in the Holy Ghost. There can be no walking together. So we want to walk as one, unity in the Spirit, because where there's unity, there's strength. As long as there's striving, division, discord, all these things, there can be no unity. There are a lot of preachers today that get very, very discouraged when they cannot do the thing that God has put on because of hindrances and all these things. And it's time out for that. We are in the last days. So how to keep going under pressure? Beloved, the Lord will give you how to do it. He'll give you how to do it in freedom and liberty. The time out is time out for fighting and all this discord and all this strife and all these things that come to hinder your progress. Don't allow the enemy to hinder you not one day more. Be determined to be free, to walk free in Jesus, and to love with loving kindness, the Bible says, have I drawn thee. So we must have the love of God truly in our hearts if we expect to prosper. So I'm encouraging you today, keep your eyes on Jesus. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help, and know that your help does come from the Lord. He made heaven and earth, and he'll not allow you to be moved when you find yourself really in him. I'm encouraging you, keep your eyes on Jesus. Continue to seek him. Amen. Continue to knock on that door. Amen. He'll open it. He'll come in and he'll sup with you and you sup with him. Be blessed today, beloved. It has been an honor to have been with you today. And we pray that this word and this message has encouraged you. Amen. You want more information about our ministry, the announcer will come. Praise God. And you make sure that you jot it down. And until our next broadcast, it is my prayer that you keep looking up. Keep looking to Jesus. Amen. Know that he's your help and he's your hope. Be encouraged, beloved. And we will be back real soon. God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares.
Let the church say.